We'll have one more question. I think it's been a long night for people, and I thank you for coming.
I'm aware of a book that was written by University of Texas professor Philip Bobbitt. I haven't seen the book yet, but I've heard discussion of this book and several concepts by a researcher who has he's been on the air at KFJC for probably 20 years, but he now he's on KKUP. And WFMU New Jersey has archived 20 years of his broadcasts. And he is an anti-fascist, anti-Nazi researcher. And he points out there are some several concepts that are required in understanding the dynamics of what's happening with this international fascist post-war international fascist movement. And this book that I'm referring to is called The Virtual State, The Shield of Achilles by Professor Philip Bobbitt. And the researcher I'm referring to, Dave Emery, who has a website at WFMU FM New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and also has a website based in Ben Lomond, California, that has all these shows archived where he interviews anti-fascist, anti-Nazi researchers.
Mm-hmm.
And the concepts that he introduced at the last lecture that he gave, which was about a month ago in Santa Cruz, the concepts were first the virtual state, which is a state without geographical boundaries, but had its origins in Europe, in Germany. Friedrich Liest, the pan-Germanist, who introduced the idea of the Earth Island, the concept of the Earth Island, which is the geographical landmass from the Straits of Gibraltar all the way around to China, and the other concept of the Underground Reich, and this Israeli conflict being it's kind of like a concentration camp that the German geopolitical planners introduced into the region, where there was no oil and not much resources, and they've used these. The other concept is proxy warriors throughout the region. The Muslim Brotherhood. There's several factions like the Wahhabi, the Shiite, the Muslims, and they're all. The Wahhabi sect is like the heretic sect of Islamic fundamentalism, which these intelligence community or these intelligence services use to attack other Muslim populations, even in the Balkans and the whole region. So I was just trying to make a point that it's this virtual state and this underground Reich. This Third Reich underground concept that is been used on both sides of the left and the right, and it's indistinguishable. It blurs the lines of distinction either on the left or on the right, so you can't really tell which one is operating, and it works in a Machiavellian fashion. So it just becomes increasingly difficult to convey.
Let me address that. I'm familiar with Dave Emery. Look, yes, it's true that the Nazi apparatus was largely at the end of the Second World War integrated within the Central Intelligence Agency and the NATO command structure. The head of NATO was Heusinger, who was the chief of staff of Hitler's Wehrmacht. But the resort to autocratic and fascist methods of rule is the resort of every capitalist regime under siege. And it's incidental whether they were affiliated with the Nazi movement or not. When the capitalist rulers are under siege from a disaffected population, they remove the democratic facade and they resort to increasingly repressive forms of rule. And it's incidental as to whether those people had an affiliation with the Nazi movement or not. As far, it wouldn't matter a tinker's damn whether it happened to be Speidel of the Third Reich who was integrated within that, or Abercrombie Mafufnik who was homegrown in Hoboken, do you see? It's not illuminating from my point of view to Nazi hunt everywhere. We understand that the Nazification of the capitalist state in Germany was a reflection of a system in crisis that was resorting to scapegoating and to persecution and to war as a solution. It's German capitalism has been recreated by American imperialism as an antidote to the needs of working people in Germany and beyond. That's true. But